Last week, the West Virginia Department of Agriculture took a step towards cultivating industrial hemp production in West Virginia. The department posted an application for research and marketing cultivation of industrial hemp, which would allow growers and entrepreneurs to register industrial hemp businesses with the state under a pilot program. The idea is catching on in Morgantown. The West Virginia Hemp Farmers Cooperative and a new student group gathered at West Virginia University to spread awareness about industrial hemp. Morgan Leach organized Hemp History Week at WVU. He's a law student at the university who works with the West Virginia Hemp Farmers Cooperative and recently started a student organization called the West Virginia Hempsters.
Our main goals are education, outreach, and networking.
Leach is reaching out to students, faculty, and community members with sample products and information about what industrial hemp is and how it could benefit West Virginia's economy.
From some limited studies that we have right now through the WVU Extension Service is projecting that hemp can provide up to $400 an acre for farmers.
Leach also told students and passerbys about how hemp can be used for building materials such as hemp concrete and fiberboards. The only thing it seems you can do with it is smoke it. Industrial hemp, by definition, contains less than 1% of the psychoactive chemical THC found in marijuana. Leach and his friends are also urging state and federal lawmakers to remove barriers for hemp farming in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Keith Willis in Morgantown.